This podcast of Seattle Unity Sunday Service is free to you, but it's not free to make. Please remember to hit the donate button so we can continue to bring you great podcasts like this one.
Good morning and welcome to Seattle Unity Sunday Service online live streaming. I'm here live in person on Sunday, November the 8th, and I'm here with David. And this morning we also have a special guest, Shanice Omar, who was here with us, in fact, the first Sunday after the election in 2016 as well. And we sang this song together then, so we're going to sing it together now too. I'm Erin, and if you know me, you're already up out of your chair. And today it's not a big movement, but a little bit of movement back and forth to sing this song by Bernice Regan Johnson.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes.
Join us.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes.
Sing together.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. No, we who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes.
Now we say justice.
We who believe in justice cannot rest. We who believe in justice cannot rest until it comes, no. We who believe in justice cannot rest, oh. We who believe in justice cannot rest until it comes.
And now unity.
We who believe in unity cannot rest. Cannot rest until it comes, no. We who believe in unity cannot rest, no. We who believe in unity cannot rest until it comes.
Let us pray.
And so I invite you to turn your attention within as we know the truth of our opening statement. There is but one presence and one power in my life and in the universe, God the good, omnipotence. And we call forth this goodness in the world right now, and it is so.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest. No, 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 no. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. No. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who
Good morning, and welcome to Seattle Unity's online service. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'd like to begin with our mission statement, which is, we are a welcoming spiritual community, thriving in the heart of Seattle, celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys. And it is so. Amen. This is a special day for us because we are going to be dedicating our building and construction kickoff today at 1 o'clock. And before I tell you more about that, let's affirm our building prayer. We are engaged in a creative process that blesses future generations. Seattle Unity's building project is unfolding with grace and ease in a timely manner. It is on schedule, under budget, and is divinely guided. The perfect people are in the right leadership positions to shepherd this process. The Board of Trustees and the congregation are helpful, loving, generous, supportive, and centered in spirit. And we affirm this in the name and through the power of the living spirit of truth, and it is so. Amen. So as I said, it's an exciting day for us. We're having our building dedication for the kickoff of our construction today at 1 o'clock. We will meet at the building site at Denny Park, and we're going to meet at 1 o'clock. So you need to wear closed-toed shoes and long pants. Also, please bring some water with you for the water ceremony that the Emoja group will be leading. Finally, before we go over to the rest of our announcements, if you have a prayer request, then I would invite you to type it into the chat box now and or through the service. And at the end of this service, we'll stop and we will bless those who have asked for prayer. And so now, let us see some more announcements.
Take me to the water.
Good morning. I'm Scott Caldwell, and the reading today is called God Creates Buildings by Jim Eichner. Incidentally, this was read also at the invocation or the kickoff of the first 8th and John building back in the 1950s. So here we are. God creates buildings to help bring about the perfect unfolding of the universe, to shelter and protect families and individuals, to gather people together for sharing of knowledge, and to provide a place of worship wherein God is acknowledged in prayer, meditation, praise, and thanks. A church is a window on the consciousness of the universe. It is a place where we formally remind ourselves of the spiritual reality of human life. A church building is akin to a human body. The body functions, but the true life and direction come from the soul dwelling within. If the church building is akin to the human body, then the membership that builds, maintains, and directs the building and its activities is akin to the human soul. The building is the body, and the people, the soul. Without people, the building is as lifeless as the raw materials would have been if left unappreciated and undeveloped. So the two, structure and people, are mingled as one. The people bring the beauty, durability, and utility of the building to life. So the cycle of blessing is continuous and eternal. God giving life to people who give life to material objects to bring about God's purposes. It is our privilege now to acknowledge that cycle, to accept our blessings, and to give thanks.
Now we move in towards meditation. We'll have a chant into meditation. It's one of our oldest favorite songs of unity is Weave. We'll sing it through several times and then open up to about 3 minutes of silence. So for now, if you can put aside any distractions that you have and have feet on the floor. Weave, weave us together. Weave whisper in love. One more time.
Weave us together. Weave us together in unity and love. Together in Just like that river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, you will. It's been too It's been a long But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. There's been times when I thought I wouldn't last too long. But somehow I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. And then I go to my mother. And I say, Mommy, help me, please. Ooh, help me. And then she tells me, I'd like to, but I'm just not able. And then I find myself right back down on my knees. Oh, there's been times when I thought that I wouldn't last too long. But somehow I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Thank you, Shanice. Wow, thank you. Good morning once again. So this is a day for building foundations for Seattle Unity and for the world. Following the service, as we said earlier, at 1 o'clock, we're having a ceremony to dedicate our building and the construction kickoff. We have laid a foundation, so now we're ready for the construction to go up. And I tell you, this journey has lasted at least 10 years. And it began when we wondered, how would Seattle Unity fit into the South Lake Union area? What kind of changes needed to be made? And so the SUV team was formed under the guidance of Tom Curran. And so we explored architects. We explored all different things. And so we've begun this building process, you know, years ago. So I want to thank Tom Curran and Faith Ireland, Desi Bailey, Melissa Mager, Scott Caldwell, Jerry Schley, Greg Rupert, Judy Curran has recently joined the team, and Diane Robertson for all the work that she has done. We formed a design team. We found our architects in Olson and Kundig, and CBay is our construction. So we've gone through this incredible journey, and last year we took the building down. And so this past year we have cleared the debris, and we've spent this time building the underground utilities and the garage. So the work that's been done this last year has been largely unseen. We had to do the underground work before we could lay the foundation. Christmas Humphrey said, when a builder builds, he clears the ground for his new foundations. Then he sees that the basic structure will support the whole. Should we not also clear the mind, at least that part of it that we can reach of the ruins of past thinking, before building our palace of Dharma in which we will one day reach the sky? So this is the laying of the foundation that we have done with the building is symbolic for the inner work that we also need to do when we lay a new foundation. Because if we don't go underground and do the underground work first, before we lay the foundation, then it's going to fall. So we now need to build a new foundation for the country as well. So it's been a long week, hasn't it? It's been a really long week. The country has been on edge, a lot of nail biting, a lot of cocktails were consumed, a lot of stress eating, and I've heard from people, myself included, that some of us felt we would reach 270 before the Electoral College did. Yesterday, Joe Biden became the president-elect, and I believe it was the 48th anniversary of when he was sworn into the Senate. Yesterday was also an historic day because Kamala Harris became the first Black Indian South Asian woman to be elected as vice president. So we're living in some really fascinating and interesting times. And I think one of my favorite quotes that I've been seeing running around on Facebook is, "Make sure to wear shoes, ladies. There's glass everywhere." So after an entire week of this stress, celebrations broke out all over the country with people dancing in the streets. And it's also important to remember that only half of the country is celebrating, that the other half is upset, probably angry, and wondering what direction we're moving in. I think one of the recurrent themes of 2020 has been, I can't breathe. It began with George Floyd. It continued with COVID. And I think it has captured us in a way because it feels like we have all been holding our breath because of fear. There has been too much hatred, too much division, too much meanness, too much violence, too much fear. And it's as if the shadow of our country has been exposed. Like we've gone underground, right? We went underground and like the building with putting in the utilities in the garage, we've sort of pulled up some of the debris, the stuff that we need to let go of from the basement, if you will, from the basement of our consciousness. Remember Christmas, Humphrey said, we should also clear the mind from the ruins of past thinking before we can build our palace. So we're in the process of tearing down old structures. We're in the process of releasing old beliefs that no longer serve the greater good. And just as we had to do the underground work of the building before we could lay the foundation, so we are now being called to do the inner work of healing before we can lay down a foundation of our country. So it's time to heal. It's time to stop being so divided and going to such extremes, whether it be the left or the right, that we can't hear each other, we can't see each other, we don't speak the same language almost. It's time for us to begin to let go. And so I appreciate what Joe Biden said last night when he said, let's give each other a chance. It's time to put away the harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, see each other again, listen to each other again. To make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents as enemies. So it's time to heal the divisions on both sides and not get pulled into the extremes of whether it be the far left or the far right, but to find a way to hear each other. Because as we move toward healing, we need to listen. We need to, again, we need to reach out. And, you know, as a leader of the country, it's so important that the words that are spoken are of peace and of harmony so that we can bring that healing. You know, Jesus said it when he was talking about hearing his words and then building that when you hear them and when you live by them, you're like the house that is built on the rock, right? He says the rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew, beat on the house, but it didn't fall because it was founded on the rock. And the truth is, we have a lot of challenges ahead of us. We have COVID, we have the climate crisis, we have racism, you name it. We can put all kinds of isms after it. So it is so important that we build our house on a rock, that we have that firm foundation. So let me ask you, what is the inner work that you need to do? What is it in your own basement, in your own underground, that needs to be brought up, that needs to be lifted up, that needs to be brought into the light to be healed? Because I think as a country, we have really seen our shadow over the last 4 years in particular, where we have seen it again on both sides, just this ugliness that has come forward. And so as we bring it forward into the light, we can heal it. And so it's not just people out there, it's me in here. What is that darkness within me that needs to be brought up so that it can be healed? Who is it that you need to reach out to on this day? Who is it that you need to reach out to? It feels like for the first time in a very long time that I've been able to take a deep breath. And I know that many other people feel that way as well. Again, I recognize that half the country doesn't. There was an article in The Guardian, and the last sentence was, "That sound you hear, that's the sound of billions of people exhaling." So I recognize that I wasn't alone in that exhaling, but many people are in that place. So I think we've been through and done enough. I think it's time for us to really awaken to that light and to that spirit that dwells within each one of us. I found a poem called A House Called Tomorrow by Albert Rios that really speaks to where we are right now. He said, "You are not 15 or 12 or 17. You are 100 wild centuries, and 15 bringing with you in every breath and in every step everyone who has come before you, all the yous that you have been, the mothers of your mother, the fathers of your father. If someone in your family tree was troubled, well, 100 were not. The bad do not win, not finally. No matter how loud they are, we simply would not be here if that were so. You are made fundamentally from the good. So with this knowledge, you never march alone. You are the breaking news of the century. You are the good who has come forward through it all. So from these centuries, we human beings bring with us the simple solutions and songs, all in service to a simple idea that we can make a house called tomorrow. What we bring finally into the new day every day is ourselves, and that's all we need to start. Look back only for as long as you must, then go forward into the history you will make. Be good, be better, write books, cure disease, make us proud, make yourself proud. And those who came before you, when you hear thunder, hear it as their applause." So there's a new world that is opening to us. And each one of us has to walk through it ourselves. Each one of us has to dig deep into the inner, into the underground, into the basement, to clear the debris, to clear the way so that we can lay this foundation of healing. We can lay this foundation of spiritual maturity. So then we can build a new world and stands firm on a rock. And it is for this awareness. As we exhale, that we say thank you and amen.
I couldn't seem to fall asleep. So much on my mind, searching for that peace, a peace I just couldn't find. So I kneeled down to pray, praying, God, help me please. Said, if you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. Soon as I stop worrying how the story ends, I let go and I let God have his way. And that's when things start happening, and I stop looking at back then, and I let go. And I let God have his way. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. And then I have to realize it's not my battle. Not my battle to fight. See, I have to realize if I put it in your hands, then everything will be alright.
Soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
I let go and I let God have it. That's when things start happening, and I stop looking at back then. I let go and I let God have his way. Soon
hope you're enjoying this live broadcast as we safely, slowly tiptoe back together. It's been great to be with you this morning. And I invite you now to join in our ceremony of giving. You know, this stuff that we're doing takes your energy, your human energy, your physical energy, but it also takes your green energy. So I invite you to dip into your source of energy and give it forth. You'll see that there are a couple of ways you can easily, safely give. There's a text at the bottom of your screen. You can text that number and prompts will pop up and lead you on to how to give. You can go onto the website and click the donate button. But I invite you to give and give generously as we tiptoe toward the future on this day of new beginnings. So Please hold your gift in your heart, in your mind, and let us say together our offering statement. I give willingly, joyfully, and lovingly, knowing that God is the constant source of my supply. I give with graciousness, and I receive with gratitude. And we breathe that in, and we dedicate these gifts to the work, the will of the future that is being born in this moment. May each gift return to each of you a millionfold. And so it is. Amen.
Let go and let God. Oh, let go and let God. Let go, let God. Let go and let God. And let go and let God. Oh, my sister, let go and let God. Let go and let God.
Soon as.
Soon as I stop worrying how the story ends, I let go and I let God, have His
and
way.
That's when
things start happening. And I stop looking,
looking at back then.
Then I let go.
If you enjoyed the Seattle Unity Sunday service, please hit the donate button so we can bring you even more uplifting music and messages. Or join us in person Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. You can find directions and information about all our programs, classes, services, and events at www.seattleunity.org. Or find us on Facebook, where we post all our readings, links to more podcasts, and sermon videos. Seattle Unity. Celebrating, inspiring, and deepening our individual and collective spiritual journeys.